Right now, we're going to be talking with Bethany Scheffer. Bethany is the volunteer coordinator and naturalist at the Sharon Audubon Center. And we're getting back where we can do a lot of different things outdoors with a lot of different people. And Sharon Audubon is no exception. Thanks for joining us, Bethany, this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back on, Marshall. Good to be here.
You know, you've got actually a pretty busy schedule coming up. When I took a look at your website, I guess we can kick off where we are and what's coming up next. And the thing I see that's next, and everybody is just about everybody is interested in this, just like everybody's interesting in picking their own ramps and things like that. And those are mushrooms. And you've got a program coming up on September the 10th, The Fantastic World of Fungi. Let's talk a little bit about that program.
Yeah, sure. Happy to, Marshall. So we're really thrilled because we have a local mushroom forager and enthusiast named John Wheeler, who's going to be leading us in that program. I found out about John through a friend in the area who leads his own mushroom walks in the Berkshires, actually, and has been doing it for many a year and just has an incredibly fabulous and extensive knowledge of fungi. So we're very, very much looking forward to this program as we have received quite a few requests these past couple of years to start doing mushroom programs again.
You know what's interesting about mushrooms? When I was younger, I won't say I was a kid, I was 22 years old. That was my first radio job. I was given a job to go interview the proprietors of a mushroom growing farm in Saugerties, New York.
Wow.
I was not a big mushroom fan, okay? I went up there, and yes, I toured the site, and then I toured the farm, and even in their inside growing area, and it was a very interesting tour. But what was even more interesting is after we finished the tour, they took me inside the house that was on the property, the building, one of the buildings, and they cooked up some different mushrooms for me. And I was not a mushroom fan. I want to say that right off the bat, I was not. I instantly became a mushroom fan just simply from what mushrooms transform in their raw state. And when you cook them, the oils and the taste that they release into whatever food you put them with was amazing. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that people like to pick them. But like anything else that's out wild in nature, I was at a self-enclosed facility, but out wild in nature, unless you really know what you're doing, you really shouldn't pick mushrooms.
That's so true, Marshall. Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say that I'm glad you became a convert after after sampling some of those mushrooms that was prepared for you. That sounds wonderful. But yeah, that's what we like to tell people is, you know, like you mentioned earlier in your introduction, a lot of people are, you know, as people have been home more during the pandemic and now kind of coming out of the pandemic, people like to do these outdoor activities, you know, like foraging and things like that, picking wild leeks or ramps. But mushrooms are really a completely different ballgame, right? I mean, there are so many that harbor all sorts of different toxins that could be really potent to us and even fatal in some cases. So you're right. You really do have to know what you're doing. And if you're new to mushroom foraging, it's much better if you are with somebody like John Wheeler, you know, who's been doing this for a long, long time and is very confident in these IDs to be able to know what to pick that's safe to eat and what's not.
And this program, once again, The Fantastic World of Fungi, is 10 a.m. to 12 noon, September 10th. Pre-registration is available online, which is sharon.audubon.org. $20 for adults, $10 a child. But it's not only people who know and understand about mushrooms, but for anybody on the periphery, like I was many, many, many years ago, who were aware of mushrooms, but not, it's just a great time to walk. And as I look at your month of September, you are loaded with lots of great things to do. You've got on September 16th, they used to say on Monty Python and now for something completely different. But on September 16th, you've got end of summer yoga that's going to run from 9 to 10. Let's talk about that program.
Yeah, sure. So this is going to be led by another guest presenter, Stephanie Ledeau, who splits her time between here and in the city, I believe. And so she is a certified yoga instructor and just happened to attend one of our programs at Sharon Audubon. And then we got into conversation about how to potentially work together and, you know, blend some of the natural world with some of the mindfulness practices, which comes more into play in the sequential program on September 17th, Mindfulness in Nature. But we've been wanting to offer some yoga here at Sharon Audubon for a little while, and I'm really happy now to be able to be working with her and be able to offer that class where we can enjoy, you know, the onset of the fall season and the cooling temperatures and, you know, just all the smells and exciting things that people like about fall with some gentle yoga.
Now, is this for members and non-members? I mean, alike?
It is, yep. So it's $15 for members for the 1 hour, 9 to 10 a.m., and then 20 for non-members.
All right. And once again, pre-register and more information online, sharon.audubon.org. Mm-hmm. But then right after that, Mindfulness in Nature on September 17th. Let's talk about that, because that happens at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary.
Yes, that's correct. So I always love talking about Miles, first of all, because I feel like since my 2 years being here working for Sharon Audubon, many people seem to be very familiar with the Sharon Audubon Center property, but those same people might not have ever visited Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. So it just feels like it's a little bit of a hidden gem in the area. And it's beautiful, Marshall. Have you been there yourself, to Miles?
Well, my family owns property about 2 miles from there, and we used to own 600 acres back then.
Wow.
And yes, I was familiar with it back then when everybody thought there was a swimming pool out in front of that. It wasn't a swimming pool. It was an area for snakes to come out and sun. And if people wanted to view it from a safe distance, they could view it, snakes from a safe distance. So I've always been aware of the Miles Center, and it is. It is a fantastic piece. Out like the Sharon Audubon Center itself, they're out in nature. They're not around anything else. Nature surrounds them, and it's the same thing with the Miles Center. Once again, it is surrounded by nature. Their own pond and a huge swamp to the other side of it. So yeah, I mean, it is, and people used to confuse our house from that house. But the Miles Sanctuary is an unbelievable place if you'd like to explore nature.
It really is. And what I really like about it is that it's much more private than the Sharon Audubon Center property. And so even though it has just a single loop trail, that loop trail encircles this beautiful pond. You can get the trail hugs right up against the edge of the pond, right up against a beaver lodge that you pass over as you're walking. And it's just really rich with bird diversity and mammal diversity with beavers and river otter and all sorts of other wildlife. And it just, again, has this more secluded feeling to it. So with that program on the 17th, the goal is really to, again, experience this seasonal transition into fall while engaging in these mindfulness practices. You know, maybe we're doing some fox walking for part of the time, which is a really just a quiet, slow way of walking through a wild area so that, you know, you're focused and your footsteps are intentional so that, you know, you're as quiet as possible to be able to view as much wildlife as possible without startling everything.
And once again,
I was just reading something the other day that mentioned that, you know, some bird species, for example, can detect, you know, human presence up to a mile away on hiking trails. So even if you think you're being sneaky on hiking trails, as I oftentimes do when I'm hiking or backpacking, I mean, I'm sure animals can hear me from half a mile plus away, and they're long gone by the time I get there.
Well, you mentioned that. It brings me back to when I was a kid. There was a closed-down road that used to go right by our house and up over that mountain. And we used to go to walks because the road, even though it was overgrown, it was still clear and it was pretty easy to navigate. And if you walked very slowly and quietly, I distinctly remember one day where my Ken Summers told me, let's stop. And so we stopped. And all of a sudden in the background, you heard like a thundering herd. And like literally 20 seconds later, about 12 or 13 deer just ran right across in front of us. They weren't aware of us. We were quiet, and it really shocked me. It really shocked me. But you're so right. This is an interesting way to get out into nature. And once again, if you want to register, sharon.audubon.org, $15 for members and $20 for non-members. Before we get on to the fall bird count, what I want to mention to people also by participating in these events that you have people open up their mind a little bit and have fun and get outdoors. But you are responsible for your own local budget, and all this goes towards the operation and the expansion of programs at the center.
Yes, that's correct, Marshall. Thank you for that. Yes, we do rely almost exclusively on donations. You know, we do have a budget from the national office, but we rely very heavily nonetheless on donations from the folks that come to our programs and support our animals through the Adopt an Animal program and through donations to our wildlife rehab clinic and the like. So, yes, that is correct. Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, the reason I mention it is because we're a member, an NPR member station, people think that NPR supports is, well, no, we only get a tiny fraction of our support from NPR, and you're exactly like that. Yes, you are a member of the Audubon Society, but your support really and your existence does not really depend on that. It depends on local people supporting what you do and people that like outdoor events and Audubon. September 24th, the Fall Bird Tour, 7 to 8:30, at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary.
Yes, and you know, I was thinking about this just yesterday, Marshall. Even though we're starting our Fall Bird Tours, which is just a more inclusive way to say a bird walk, in late September, birds are on the move right now. So if you were to just walk outside in your backyard or, you know, visit places like the Sharon Audubon Center or Miles Wildlife Sanctuary, birds are everywhere. I saw tons of warblers just busy, busy, busy feeding on insects, some on berries at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary just yesterday. So everybody's gearing up, and really a lot of our birds are starting to move now. So while I have no doubt that we'll still be seeing a diverse array of neotropical migrant songbirds that are on the move during that fall bird tour on the 24th, there is a lot of activity going on right now. So if folks are interested in seeing migrating birds, some can be really interesting as they molt their breeding plumage and then swap it out for their non-breeding plumage that's much duller, that can have very different markings and the like. They should definitely step outside right now because birds are all over the place.
And once again, for all these programs that we've talked about for the month of September, you must register in advance, and you can get more information at sharon.audubon.org. And this is just September. It's interesting. We should probably bring you back at the end of September so you can talk a little bit about all the different programs that you have in October, because you're not September is not your last month of heavy activity with public programs.
That's correct. It sort of felt like that all has concluded a little bit since the summer was tremendously busy for all of us with our summer camp and off-site education programming and such. But, you know, we have a little bit of a lull at the end of August, but then we jump right back into it September, and then it really doesn't slow down until about November.
Yeah, amazing.
So, yeah, we still got a whole another active month of programming in October to talk about.
Well, these programs, once again, are available at the Sharon Audubon Center, which is on Route 4, when you leave Sharon heading towards Cornwall Bridge, and at the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary, which is on Calkinstown Road. Some people call it the West Cornwall Road. I think it's Calkinstown Road up until White Hollow joins in, and then it's the West Cornwall Road, even though I've lived on it all my life. West Cornwall Road, which heads over towards Route 7, is where the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary is. And once again, sharon.audubon.org. Thanks again for joining us, Bethany, and hopefully we will get you for the end of October so we can talk about end of September so we can talk about October as well.
That sounds fabulous, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
SharonAudubon.org. For more information, SharonAudubon.org on the web.